It is time for that very credible moment in our show every week, Wednesday afternoon, when we do Scoot on the Air Money Trends with Metairie Bank. And John LeBlanc, Metairie Bank CEO, joins us on the show. John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you today?
Good. Did you give out a lot of candy last night?
I'll be honest with you. It was the most kids I have ever seen on my street in my life. It was
really
phenomenal.
And Neil Norman was talking about how many kids he saw in his neighborhood. I live in an apartment building, so I'm not going to see that. But that's good to hear because, you know, it seems like in recent years, a lot of kids haven't been going out. And I'm glad to hear that neighborhoods are crowded and kids are doing that because it's a fun thing to do.
Oh, it was so much fun. My wife and I enjoyed it, and it was amazing to see that many young kids out and about. So it was a lot of fun.
That's good. John, recently there was an article in City Business about ways to recover from financial shock and then be prepared next time. I thought we'd get you to talk a little bit about that because, you know, sometimes in our lives, sometimes it's our fault, sometimes it happens and it's not our fault, but sometimes we experience a financial shock.
Absolutely. It's going to happen to all of us at one point in our life or maybe even a couple of times. It could be a medical issue comes up or, you know, maybe you lose your job or there's a cutback in force at your company or major repair to your home. Financial stress happens to all of us. It's going to happen more than once. But we try to encourage our customers and hopefully your listeners to, you know, always have a plan. You should have a budget in place that you're managing your finances with over time. And that would include, you know, setting up an emergency fund to cover or try and cover financial stress events. And, you know, we realize that it's very hard to do. But you can start off an emergency plan with just a little bit of money every paycheck. It could be something as small as $20 or $25. You set up an automatic transfer to a savings account. You know, you go $25 every 2 weeks. It's $50 a month, $600 a year. It'll build up faster, and you can increase the amount that you're putting aside every year, if you're fortunate enough to get a raise or some kind of an increase, and allow that to grow a lot faster. But we always think that's the starting point for any financial plan is to have a good emergency fund to help you through difficult times.
You know, John, I have done that in my life. I've set up an emergency fund, and then I see a pair of shoes that I like, and I consider that to be an emergency. So I buy the shoes.
Well, a lot of folks think that way. And look, that's okay. And things are going to happen. I think the data says, you know, once or twice in your lifetime, there's going to be a major financial event. And what we want to also share with people is, you know, it's not something that you don't need to be embarrassed or ashamed of. It happens to all of us. That's life. And what we do suggest is, you know, once that event's passed, work on a plan to get yourself back on track. You know, sit down and be honest with yourself and evaluate the items that we'll call needs versus wants. And needs we would consider shelter, food, utilities, those sort of things that are hard to do without. And then you'll have your wants, maybe it's a new pair of shoes or new pair of clothes or maybe Netflix and some of these other ancillary things that we accumulate over time and figure out what you can do without. And then after that event has happened to you, take a look at your plan, figure out what's necessary to get yourself on track. And what I would encourage everyone to do is, you know, if you fall behind on a bill, it is much better to reach out to your creditor, whether it's a bank or maybe it's the cable company or your phone company or whatever it is. Reach out to them ahead of time. Be proactive and share with them, you know, what's happened in your life or you don't have to be personal, but, you know, share to them that you've had some hardship. You've got a plan to get yourself back on track. share with them what you think you can do. Maybe you can pay, I don't know, X number of dollars per month towards getting yourself back on track.
Yeah.
Creditors are going to be...
But John, you know, no, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I do want you to talk because there's this fundamental issue with budgets, and I'm not, I've mentioned this before. I am terrible with this. I don't know how to do it. So what do you say to those people like me who are just not good with setting up a budget and really don't know how to do it?
Well, first of all, I would say if you'd like to stop by it, Battery Bank branch, and we'll help you with that. But the easiest thing, again, is what we try and do is figure out what my must-haves are. Scoot, what do you need in terms of food, shelter,
shoes?
You need at least one pair of shoes.
I got more than one pair.
I'll give you that. And then those other things, like the second pair of shoes, the Netflix bill, the whatever else there may be, put those in your wants column. And once you can satisfy the needs in your life, again, shelter, food, utilities, then you can start to allocate some money to those wants. And it doesn't have to be a fancy thing where you sit down and you write all these things out. Most of these things you can pull up on your cell phone or your home computer, log into your bank account and easily find the items that we're talking about, your rent or your mortgage payment, my utilities. And just, you know, after doing this once or twice, you're going to have a very good understanding of what your financial requirements are each month. What are the things I can't live without? Circle that number.
And so... This is a great thing about Battery Bank and relationship banking. Even if somebody isn't like a big depositor with a major account with a big business, you would help the average person set something up?
Oh, absolutely. We'd be glad to sit down and go through anyone's account with them and help them do this type of analysis.
Well, I need to take advantage of that opportunity, so I'm gonna do that. Because when you talk about an emergency plan, when you talk about an emergency fund, that's all part of budgeting. It's taking some of the money and putting it in a special place, because inevitably we need these things. You know, a car breaks down, or sometimes it's a health issue or something like that, and all of a sudden money that you weren't planning to spend, you don't really have a choice. You have to spend it.
Absolutely, Scoot. It's going to happen to all of us once or twice in our life. And if you plan for it and set aside a little bit over time, it'll make that event a lot easier to get through.
All right. John LeBlanc, CEO of Battery Bank, thank you for your time and the advice and the information. And again, I love that. And I talk about it, so I should take advantage of it. I need to go into Battery Bank and get them to help me set up a budget.
Well, Scoot, thanks for having us, and enjoy this beautiful fall day.
It's nice. All right, John, thanks for being with us.